Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today we're going to talk about a topic that is usually swept under the rug, but needs to be faced and discussed openly. The topic is emotional adultery. What is emotional adultery? Emotional adultery is an emotional connection with someone of the opposite gender that you keep hidden from your spouse. All relationships involve some sort of emotional connection, otherwise we wouldn't be in the relationship. Good friends connect. That's what makes them friends. But the defining point of emotional adultery is that the connection is kept hidden from one's spouse. And the reason the connection or relationship is kept hidden from one's spouse is that the person committing emotional adultery is looking to someone other than his or her spouse to meet emotional needs. This, of course, is sin. After money problems, unmet emotional needs are the second major cause of divorce. The greatest unmet emotional need is the need for understanding. Statistics show that when divorced people examine what led up to their divorce, they almost always cite not only a lack of understanding from their spouse, but also an abundance of understanding from someone else of the opposite sex. Emotional adultery begins with emotional divorce. Unfortunately, most couples do not recognize the signs of emotional divorce until the emotional adultery has already begun. So, what are the warning signs of emotional divorce that lead to emotional adultery? Here are 8 of them. Number 1, feeling continually misunderstood. All marriages have times when a spouse feels misunderstood. But when this feeling persists over long periods of time, the marriage may be slipping into emotional divorce. If you cannot overcome feeling misunderstood simply by discussing it with your spouse and resolving the issue, then you may need outside help. Number 2, living as married singles. Married singles live under the same roof but lead separate lives. The husband has his friends and activities, the wife has hers, and never the twain shall meet. Number 3, having little or nothing to talk about. When couples no longer have exciting things to share in conversation, something is wrong. If you find that you and your spouse no longer have anything to talk about other than your children or money, it's time to ask why. Number 4, constant criticism. Criticism can be overt or covert. Regardless, it is still criticism, and it is a sign that your marriage is in trouble. If you continually feel as though you are walking on eggs, as though you can do nothing right, then you may be on the road to emotional adultery. Criticism of minor issues often indicates that a larger issue needs addressing. Number 5, sustained silence. A change in communication patterns can also signal emotional divorce. If your spouse no longer lets you in on what is happening at work or in his or her personal life, your marriage needs help. Number 6, repeatedly arguing about the same issues. A marriage is never static. It is either going forward or backward. If you find that you and your spouse are arguing about the same things over and over again, then your marriage is regressing. If you and your spouse have issues that seem irresolvable, seek the help of a biblically trained marriage counselor. Number 7, escaping into activities that keep you isolated from your spouse. These include watching television, working on your computer, or spending all your free time golfing. If such escapism has become common or addictive, then it may be a mechanism to avoid confronting deep marital issues that require your immediate attention. Number 8, a lessening or lack of physical intimacy. Intimacy is essential in building a strong marriage and in keeping it strong. When physical intimacy decreases, it means that emotional intimacy has also decreased. Emotional adultery is rooted in deception. For this reason, it waves several red flags. Here are a few of them. Do you tell yourself you're, quote, just friends, unquote, with the other person and nothing more? Do you look forward to seeing your, quote, just a friend, unquote, and even take extra effort to look your best? Do you find yourself daydreaming about this person other than your spouse? When you have exciting news, do you go to that person first to tell him or her instead of going to your spouse first? Do you share deep feelings or talk about problems you should be sharing only with your spouse? Do you believe this person understands you better than your spouse does? Do you share secrets in confidence? Do you buy each other gifts? Do you desire to spend time alone together? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are guilty of emotional adultery and in grave danger of losing not only your marriage, but also your soul. So, if your marriage shows signs of emotional divorce or emotional adultery, what can you do? Number one, pray. Since God created marriage, He alone can restore it. Scripture states that the fervent prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Even if your spouse does not want to improve your marriage, you and God are a majority. With God on your side and with steadfast prayer and persistent love, you can save your marriage. Number two, seek first to understand. Stephen Covey made this principle popular in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The principle is also a habit that works in marriage. Instead of focusing on being understood, focus on understanding your spouse. Listen, really listen to what he or she is saying. Hear his or her heart. Number three, determine to honor and serve your spouse as though you were honoring and serving the Lord, for in reality you are. Look beyond your spouse's faults and see him or her as God sees him or her, a magnificent creation of God, worthy of your respect and love. Number four, put your spouse above everything else except your relationship with God. Make time for each other. Time spent together strengthens the bonds of love and fans the dying embers of romance. Number five, never take your marriage for granted. Instead, as Scripture admonishes, be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. You are the shepherd of your marriage. Watch over it carefully, and it will last you a lifetime. Thank you for listening. If you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, I invite you to do so now. Just pray this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I acknowledge that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose from the dead. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again child of God and a follower of Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus, I invite you to visit my website at MaryAnnDiorio.com. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiOrio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word. Thank you.